I'm in the Tontine Hotel in Ironbridge. I'm overlooking the Ironbridge. It's directly outside my window. And I haven't stayed in this hotel for maybe 10 years, maybe 11 years, maybe it was 2012. One of the British Mac get-togethers that happen in the December period for Christmas. With my good friend Will Green, and today I'm here for Will Green again, but for all the kind of wrong reasons, the right and the wrong reasons. I'm here to remember him, I'm here to celebrate him, and I'm here to say goodbye. It was his funeral just down the road, and I must be a fool to want to record my thoughts and feelings while everything is still very fresh. It was not that long ago I was sat in the crematorium with his coffin in view and the room filled with family and friends. And then we were down the pub briefly for a drink and a chat, and it was really good catching up with people like Ian and getting to meet some of the family that I'd heard a lot about but I'd never actually met. And I thought I'd attempt a bit of a pilgrimage. There was a hill somewhere around here where we had arranged next month, September, we'd arranged to go up it. It was one of Will's favourite places. And he wanted to go and do a podcast off the top with an amateur radio so he could get a feel for what amateur radio was about. He was interested in getting his license. Yes, he was that nerdy, mainly because I think Tony Hancock, one of his absolute idols, he had a Tony Hancock keyring on him at all times, or at least a photograph of Tony Hancock on his key ring that he'd put there himself, battered and worn, years of being a fan of this tragic life. The comic genius that was Tony Hancock died even younger than Will. Will was 51, 52, maybe just 52. And Tony Hancock, 44. We talked about that, actually. He did mention that he'd like to live longer than 44. He came to my 40th birthday, and he'd just turned 40 6 months before, so, which was a lovely surprise for him to travel down to the village and pop up on that fun, but hardly able to remember now, night now. And so he unfortunately had an adverse reaction, a one in a million chance of having an adverse reaction to some anti-seizure medication he was on, and it just destroyed him inside and out. And it was a horrible thing to happen, and yet I've heard nothing but stories of the bravery of Will, laughing and joking all the way up to the morphine half an hour before his eventual death. So, what a human being. Anyway, so I thought I'll find this hill and I'll do some amateur radio off the top. And maybe if there is somewhere after here, because he very much believed that there was, he believed in the afterlife. He believed in ghosts. This room that I'm in right now apparently is haunted. And he would be the first to prove that to the rest of us. So radio waves have got a habit of travelling forever. So I think it's forever. The physicist is going to correct me on this, despite me having done physics. But I'm pretty sure they go a very, 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 very long way. And so, yeah, Maybe I should. Say his name into the ether. Because as I've said before, you die twice. It wasn't me that said this originally, obviously. First, when the last electrical impulses leave your brain. And secondly, 100 years after the last mention of your name. Well, if I stick his name on a radio wave, it's going to be a long time before that 100 years is up. But unfortunately, I have to find the hill. And I have absolutely no idea where that is. Right then, let's go and ask some people. I'm sure there's more than one hill around here, but maybe we can find it. Hiya.
You okay?
Yeah, I'm trying to find a hill. It's my friend's favourite spot to sit on, and he wouldn't have probably have walked that far, and he lived out the back here. Are there any kind of lookout, scenic type places where people might go and sit?
Well, if you go up the back where all the houses are, there's loads there, and you can probably look over the walls all over the top.
Yeah.
But you'll be going up the back this way.
Gotcha, okay. Are you local?
Ish, are you?
Ish.
Oh, yeah, go on.
I'm looking for a hill that might be a person's favourite spot to sit who's lived here for many, many, many years.
If you go up the side of the building here, yep. Say a set of steps that go up.
Brilliant.
It goes under a little archway, brings you up to a little courtyard,
yep.
In front of the church.
Excellent. Thank
All
you
right.
so much.
No problem.
Cheers. Oh, we might have a lead. I'm pretty sure he said that there was a church near it, and that is right behind where I'm staying. I mean, that would be pretty convenient, wouldn't it? And okay, doesn't look like crazy too many steps. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. Why am I counting at the same time? 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 100. There's a tunnel as well. It's going through the hill or a road, under a road or something. Was that 100? Forgotten. Yeah. 101, 102, 103, 405, 106, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112. Ah, there's a bench right here. But let me just go to the top of the stairs. 13, 14, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21. 22, right, we got 122. I have no idea if this is, I'll come back down those 15 or so steps. This has got a gorgeous view of the bridge and a little bit of Ironbridge itself, but God, I don't know. It's a lovely place to sit, but I don't think it's the place. I think before I go any further, I need to get a drink. And the Holy, what's it called? St Luke Parish Church of Ironbridge is open. So that people can fill their water bottle, which I don't actually have a water bottle, which is foolish of me on a hot day like this, but I do have a tap. and a mouth. That's very nice, thank you. There's a toilet here as well, should I need it, but I don't. Thank you very much, St. Luke. Well, St. Luke's Church. I just noticed on the map there are a couple of more churchy type places, a graveyard and some Trinity Church up the top here. So I'm just going to walk uphill and see what I can see. Oh great, more steps. It's not a footpath. It is a footpath, but it's a footpath with steps. 20, 20. Pardon me, that water's coming back. 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. Okay, 29, and now it's just a slope. A bit of steep slope. Oh, this is getting good now. This is getting good. This is much higher than the other place. But it's bloody overgrown and there's lots of flies. Oh, it's narrow. You know, I nearly put some shorts on, but there's thigh high. Ow. Stinging nettles. Which are probably not that high, really, because my thighs are not actually that high. Right. Breaking into the open. Oh, this is looking good. Oh, it goes up more, which is what I want, but I'm not sure if my body does. I've already done my steps today. Completed all my wheels, I think. Here we go. It's weird to see all these houses up here. And I think I just passed the entrance to a graveyard. Because it doesn't look like there's any roads to them. I'm sure there are, but you know, I'm taking the path least travelled. Will would be having a laugh. Either going, it's nowhere near there, what are you doing? Or, you're nearly there, kid. Keep going. Right. There's a road. I shall continue. Left and right are both relatively flat. I don't see too much in the way of hillage. What I need is some local knowledge. Some kind of heroic local person who's going to go, I know exactly where you're talking about. It's Will's Hill, or Lookout Hill, or Mega Hill. Oh, 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 yes, there's a gate, and what looks like a grassy knoll. Let me just do that gate again. That is a very podcast-friendly gate. This is almost certainly the spot. I've just passed a little, very basic-looking wooden bench next to a little wooden bridge, which looked pretty nice. But this is the spot. A grassy knoll, higher than anywhere else, with a lone pigeon, which was sitting on a small bench. Oh, that's my phone telling me something to not keep it near the microphone. So sadly the pigeon has taken off, so I'm just going to take a photograph of the lone bench. And I'm going to take a photograph with the sky as it currently is, because I'm almost certain this is it. He said, it's high on the side of the valley. He loves to sit here, and there's a wooden bench to sit on. Somebody just sang hallelujah. I just got to the spot and somebody sang hallelujah. I'm not religious, but that's too good. That is too good to miss. I am now going to take a photograph of said bench, and now I'm going to sit on it. See if it feels right. Yes. There's a kid and possibly his dad playing football. He might have been the one who sang hallelujah just on the other side of some bushes. Looks like maybe an extension of someone's back garden or bit of public space here, but I can see out across the top of Ironbridge, and yeah, it's a good spot. I'm calling this the spot. I'm on Will's turf. I'm pretty sure this would be somewhere he'd come. And if it isn't, it's somewhere he would have come, if not regularly. I'm going to take out a little glass that I borrowed from the hotel room. And in good Will Green British Mac style, I'm going to also produce a bottle of wine from my bag. And this bottle, he would approve of, possibly. I know that he normally had wine that would say good wine, or a good bottle of wine, or Co-op Red, or some other fine name, some good quality name that's easy to remember. This one in my hand is called Pinot Noir Asda Extra Special. That's probably what he would read out if he had this bottle, because I know he liked to play things down a bit. This does in fact say Pinot Noir Squirly D, Squirly O, Valley de Leda, Wine of Chile, 2022, I think that was a good year, Asda Extra Special. And then he'd read how strong it was, and he'd go, ooh. Yeah, 13.5, so it's not a weak one. Now, we were meant to come up here and do amateur radio, and here I am with a bottle of wine, but screw cap, sadly. I think kind of a cork popping might have been better, but I was channeling Will into the glass. And place it on the bench, put that quality cap back on. I'm going to now put the bottle of wine in this brown bag, just like channeling an American hobo. And I am in fact going to take out an amateur radio. Has he got any charge? Now this amateur radio is programmed with a lot of repeaters, which are, they are kind of powered antennas that are able to re-share, re-bounce a radio signal from my little radio elsewhere. Now, there's one called GB3BX, which is in Telford, 3.3 miles away. There's a chance I might be able to hit that, especially because I'm on a hill, but, you know, there are bigger hills in the distance. So I'm going to find Golf Bravo 3BX in the hope that I can put a call out. Wow, just had some news come through on my phone. Just, I don't have any breaking news come through. I don't know how this came through. Voyager 2, NASA picks up heartbeat signal after sending the wrong command. NASA has picked up a heartbeat signal from its Voyager 2 probe after it lost contact with it billions of miles away from Earth, the space agency said. Launched in 1977. Isn't that just amazing? Right, I'm getting sidetracked. We're looking for GB3BX, aren't we? No. I'm in Scotland now. I need to... What is the matter with my programming? Why is it so messed up? Battery's going to go flat before I get anything on it. It's giving me a warning signal now. Yeah, it's not happening.
Hiya.
Is this hill got a name?
Yeah, this is what's it called? Lodge Field.
Lodge Field.
What radio is that?
It's amateur radio.
What band are you on?
I'm on 2 meters because trying to get into
it's
the.
Not like a two-way.
Oh yeah, yeah. I mean, it'll. I'm on the 2 meter band because there's repeaters around here.
What channel are you? Like what channel?
Oh, so they're not channels. I'm programming a frequency. I'll show you this very quickly. I'm coming up because a friend of mine, I promised him that we'd do amateur radio on a hill out the back of his house, and I'm guessing this is the one.
Where does he live?
He lived on the roads here.
Oh, yeah,
And
higher up there.
Is there another bench higher up?
Yeah, there's a bench up there.
Oh, I'm going to move to that one. Okay, yeah, because
so I've got a radio, and I'm just desperate to just to sort of.
Oh, this is on licensed frequencies. I have a license for this.
I might just like a marine radio, little handle.
Okay, so marine also need a kind of license, but this the one that you might have could work on a frequency called PMR. So if you go on to PMR, if you remember PMR, remember pineapples, mangoes, and radish. I can't think of another fruit yet. Yeah.
There's only three settings. I think there's US, Canada.
Oh, weird. That might be pre-programmed for marine frequencies. Normally you can get buy a wire for $1.99, plug it into the back of a computer and put new frequencies on. But the unlicensed free to use walkie-talkies are on something called 446.
Right.
So 446 dot something. And this will do this. It's not really meant to, but I've programmed this to do those frequencies. And
right,
and that's your public chat. And if you go to places like Manchester and that, you've got pizza delivery people do it, ladies of the night using it, all kinds of weird stuff.
My channels have got channel 16 on mine. Have you got that on yours?
So 1 to 16, if you've got channel 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 16.
It goes up to 60, 70 or so.
Okay, no. I mean, this is different because I have got I've got 500 channels on here, so everything.
Right.
Like, I can send messages via the space station on this.
Oh,
so, yeah.
If I did a scan on mine and you're talking, will I find you?
Possibly, if I don't know what I should know what marine frequencies are, but there's sometimes a crossover. It will be either 2 meters or 70 centimeters. That's the wavelength. So yes, I should be pick-up-able if you do a scan across that. Has it got a screen on it then, yours?
Let's have a look at your screen. It has got a screen.
Yeah, so...
Nothing like that. It's
no,
just got
I'm
like
just
a,
programming
it's got a few little things on it, like, you know, battery and squelch and...
Yeah, yeah, it sounds like it. It's not made by Baofeng, is it?
Cobra.
Cobra, okay, so it is a programmable handheld radio, and you'll be able to put it on the UK frequencies.
Right. Right.
And that, and if you do PMR 446, you've got more chance of hearing stuff around here.
There's a bloke round here who's massive into that, guy called Simon Bird, ex-electrician.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a, there is a radio buffs kind of annual gathering.
No way. Here?
In Cobbetdale.
You're kidding.
Nope. And they meet once a year. Have a look, Google it.
I'll check that out.
Yeah, Simon Bird's the guy. He's top bloke.
You didn't know Will Green, did you?
I didn't know Will Green, yeah. It's funeral today, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I'm here for.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Right.
Wow, what's the chance of that? It's really weird. I come up here and I'm talking about Will because I was recording a podcast.
Right, okay.
And I'm like, I think this is going to be the hill. This might be the hill. And then I hear somebody sing Hallelujah. Was that you?
Yeah.
I thought that was just wonderful audio. No, it was brilliant because I've just come out of his service.
I used to sort of go into the pub that he used to play in the Malt House week in, week out, 20 odd years ago, and I've seen him for 10, 15 years.
Yeah, he's been all over the place since. He's been in France and he's been in London and all over the place.
When he was with Vicky, I used to see him. I don't think,
yeah.
I see Vicky now and again at the school gates, but that's about it really.
He had a bad reaction to medication.
Oh, horrible.
He was telling jokes all the way up to the last minutes.
Really?
Yeah.
Blimey.
Super brave.
Yeah, all right mate, see you later.
Take it easy, good luck. And cheers for the Hallelujah. I'm not religious, but it just works. I think I've started a bit of an argument there with his religiousness. Right, I'm going to program this frequency into the radio. GB3BX. And can I remember how to do it? Yeah, okay. It's 145.7675 with a shift of minus 0.6 megahertz. Are you following this? And then there's a tone which you need to open the repeater of 146.2 hertz. It might be that this repeater isn't even peopled, you know, but we'll see. So, and I'll mark it in as Telford. We're in. Right, so this is programmed in. So this is what I would have done with Will. He would probably have had four glasses here. I've been waiting for mine to breathe because I'm a connoisseur like he is. And we're on GB3BX and I'm going to put a call out using my call sign because that's the rules. I don't know if this is even going to work. Here we go. I'm just double checking the tone, 146.2. Double checking the shift. Okay. And because I'm not at home, I have to put a suffix on my call sign. So I'm portable. I'm out and about, not at an address. Golf 5, Delta, Oscar, Charlie, portable, listening through Golf Bravo 3, Bravo X-ray. Golf 5, Delta, Oscar, Charlie, portable. Nothing, not a beep, not a ting-a-ling, not a nothing. Normally there'll be some broken squelch sound like psh. This is an old updated post from 2022, so it might be that there's nothing on this frequency. I'll do it one more time. Actually, what am I doing? Golf 5 Delta Oscar Charlie portable.
Hello.
There's a dog come and said hello. listening. No worries.
Bramble, come here.
Hello. Is it Bramble?
Bramble.
Good name.
Yeah, it's very appropriate. She's always in the shrubbery.
There's a Monty Python joke there somewhere.
Yes. And I can't come back with an appropriate comeback for
that. No.
Because I can't remember. It is just a flesh wound.
Excellent. Right, so that's not working, so let's go on the 2 meter calling frequency. CQ2, Golf 5 Delta, Oscar Charlie, portable calling, CQ 2 meters. This is where Willoughby going. This is boring, this is crap. I thought the world was full of people on the radio, it is. They're just having their dinner. CQ2, Golf 5 Delta, Oscar Charlie,
calling CQ 2 meters, Golf 5 Delta Oscar Charlie portable. Yeah, you meant to do this for ages, but if you haven't got any patience, then it's not going to work. Nothing around here.
Stay in contact on the update.
So just flicking around, let me go off this for a moment, so, so you can hear me. Where there's a will, there's a way, I was going to say. Where there's a will, there's a way. What? It's a message. Where there's a will, there's a way. I was just flicking around and I got the Hemel Hempstead repeater. Could that be right, or is it just the same frequency? Let's go back. Of course, it's gone now. We had it for a minute. I'm actually going to turn that off because it's very easy to get apophenic and find patterns and everything, but like the first bit of radio I pick up, he was just about to say, I cut him off actually, didn't I? Where there's a will, where there's a will. So yeah. I am going to walk up to the slightly higher bench in a moment, but I think the wine is ready. And I'm thirsty, even though wine is not going to quench my thirst. It's just going to soothe my soul. And I'm going to look up to the sky. And I'm going to raise my glass. And for you, if you knew Will, for those that couldn't make it, and for everybody that knew him, I'm going to toast to the glorious mysteries of life. To you, Will. Actually, that's not that bad. That's very nice. And there's not even a fly in here, and it's been open for ages. Will would approve. He'd not only approve, we would look each other in the eye with one of those eye smiles, a cheeky smirk, a nod, and then we'd lift our glasses again. I miss you, man. Walking up the hill a little bit more to what must be the highest bench. Yeah, I'll be ready for another bench in a minute. Oh, here it is, here it is. And it is, in fact, even higher. So yeah, this is a good spot. It's got to be the spot. It's got to be the spot looking out across the hills and the valleys and the trees. Reset up camp. Pop my radio down. And of course, for take two, we'll also need a little tipple of that ancient beverage, that elixir of life. Vino. Right, I'm going to take another photograph. Benchmark 2. With a dog walker in the distance to give a bit of scale.
Looking good.
I just stopped the recorder out of, courtesy and politeness as my lady was approaching with some dogs that were keen to sniff me. And what a gorgeous conversation. Her name was Victoria, and she just moved to the area. She's an artist, just pet portraits, which is handy because she's got three dogs, so no shortage of subjects there. She does other things as well, but pet portraits, which if you didn't know, is a real skill, because if you do not get those eyes right, they just look like cuddly toys. Same with photographing animals, it's a nightmare if you don't have the catch lights in the eyes. But it was lovely, and she asked me what I was up to, and I got a bit emotional. But hey ho, that's what we're here for, to feel something. And so, as I reach for the glass for a final toast, now I'm on the potentially the actual bench. I think it might still be the lower one, but this one is also good. It's a little bit higher, and I have an even better view. And I'm going to toast again. So if you have a glass nearby, or even an imaginary one, please join me in toasting the glorious mysteries of life. The joyful, the beautiful, the meaningful. May it be falling in love, watching a beautiful sunset, the birth of a child, or feeling some kind of purposeful connection with the world and those around you. And remembering Will. Cheers. Still good. It's still good. I know what I'll do. I know what I'll do. There doesn't have to be anybody else on the other side of this radio. Just the ether. So I'm going to go on the frequency of 446.09375. A calling frequency, a publicly open frequency, where I believe I can transmit anything I want, and I'm going to transmit this.
Calling CQ, calling CQ, CQ channel 8, CQ channel 8. Will Green, wherever you are, I'm thinking of you. I'm raising a glass. And I just want you to know, you shall never be forgotten as your name carries through the ether. Will Green, aka British Mac. Love you, man.
Ah, it's marvellous to be able to converse with people all over the world. People different to yourself with something new to say broadens your outlook. Increases your knowledge of things. I bet there's not many people around here who know it's not raining in Tokyo. I suppose I must lead what the social workers call a full life. The world is my oyster. I can dip in and have a basin full of anywhere I fancy. Oh, these headphones enough make your ears hot. Dear, oh dear. Two braised lamb chops under there. Yes, let's see. I think I'll turn over to the loudspeaker. Now then, who shall I have a go at next? Oh, dear, Belgrade. I forgot all about him. I haven't spoken to him for about 6 months. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. GLK London calling HBX Belgrade. Come in, Belgrade.
This is HBX Belgrade. HBX Belgrade. Yaroslav Mihailovich speaking. I am receiving you, GLK London. Fraternal greetings, comrade, from the People's Republic.
Yes, all right. Let's get on with it. Let's get on with it. Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready.
Right. King's pawn to queen's bishop 3. Check.
Oh, yes. Good move. This needs thinking about.
All right, take your time. Give me a call next week. Oh, by the way, thanks for the bottle of Slivovich.
Oh, you received it?
Yes, very good. Had a sore throat for a fortnight. There's a crate of stout in the post. Hope you like it. Goodbye till next week.
B45 Malaya calling GLK London.
GLK London receiving. You come in, Malaya.
Good evening. How are you?
Oh, very well. Thank you. Nice to hear from you again.
Are you ready?
Ready.
Your sixpence and up sixpence.
All right, I'll see you.
Full house, kings and sevens.
Oh, what a shame. Three aces. How much was it?
12 and sixpence.
I'll send you a postal order. What's the weather like?
Beautiful, not a cloud in the sky.
Good.
What's the weather like over there?
Perfect, nice warm night. Oh, incidentally, it's not raining in Tokyo either.
Oh, good, that'll save me calling him.
Is there anything I can do for you?
Yes, there's something I miss very much. I can't get it out here at all.
Anything you like, just name it.
A tray of bread pudding.
Tray of bread pudding? I can't send that to the post.
Send it by plane, cargo service.
All right, I'll get my mother to make you one. Do you want sugar on it?
Oh, yes, please.
Right, signing off now. Cheers. GLK London calling CX3 Birmingham. Come in, Birmingham.
This is Birmingham. I'm receiving you. Come in, London.
Hello, Harry.
Hello, Tom. How are you?
Fine. Harry, do us a favour, will you? Nip round to my mother's and ask her to make me a bread pudding.
Will do. Are you ready for the game?
Ready for the game? Yes. Right, six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Up the ladder. Square 46. Another go. Three. One, two, three. Down the snake. Back to square 27.
Right, I'll have my golf for the night.
How's the weather up there?
Pelting down it is.
What a pity. It's not raining in Tokyo.
I know. I've just been speaking to him.
Well, good luck to you. He can't even understand me. I don't know how he manages with you. Good night then, Harry.
Good night, Tom.
Oh, Harry. Tell my mother sugar on the bread pudding.
Right, all. Good night.
Good night. Roger and out. This is GLK London calling all stations. GLK London is closing down and will be off the air for 5 minutes while he has a quick cough and a drag. Phew, it's very tiring, this broadcasting lark. How they sit up at Broadcasting House all night in their evening dress, I do not know.
With the time fast approaching midnight, it's time for us to say goodbye here at British Mac Broadcasting, and we hope you'll join us again soon. Good night.
every bench I find, I shall have a drink on and a toast. Until all the benches have been sat on and all the wine is gone. And that, I think, would be a job well done. And I do think Will would approve.
Now, without getting too deep, I don't know whether you believe in God or not, but for me, that's proof, almost. Just amazing. Absolutely amazing. Very beautiful.